Hello, Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor met their first challenge in the Domain of Chaos, a massive island-sized turtle with volcanic cannons. Although its exterior was impervious, Gyla came up with a clever plan by finding a weak point and improvising a projectile. As the volcanic turtle turned into stone, Gyla and Sully both collapsed. When Gyla awoke, one eye was glowing gold. Far off in the galaxy, lay Magistrate Norn pored over his desk. The day-to-day management of the largest food source in his corner of the galaxy was in constant flux. First there was the tenuous peace with the Galactic Alliance, then the attack from the haunted imposition vessel, then some odd new peace with everyone except the Council, all the while rumors flowed around about an evil cult. Norn was tired. Tired of people going missing, tired of the rash of murders, tired of riots, the crops dying in the fields, and more than anything, he was tired of being the only person on this cursed little planet that was willing to even try to mediate or compromise. To make peace with farming guilds and space pirates and whatever faction claimed this planet was theirs. He stood and sighed. He knew he had yet another meeting with a room full of idiots that would rather fight and starve than get along and solve any of Core 5's problems. He could just skip the meeting, and all the rest of the meetings. He hesitated. He really could just leave. Nothing was keeping him here, but he knew he couldn't do that. Millions of people would starve. He gritted his teeth and walked towards his meeting room. When suddenly, out of nowhere, vertigo hit him hard and he fell to his knees. Well, he thought to himself, this is finally it. I'm having a nervous breakdown. But the spinning eventually stopped, and he stood and looked in the mirror, hanging in his office. He blinked confused because of the one eye glowing bright gold. We return to all of you on board the anachronistic Honor. What is everyone doing? I think Gyla...
Cody? Hmm? Cody, it's the slightly anachronistic Honor.
The slightly anachronistic Honor.
Trademark pending.
Gyla just awoke with one eye glowing faintly gold. I think Sully's still kind of out or just blinking himself awake. What is everyone else doing?
Vi had gone over to shake Gyla. And when she sees Gyla's gold eye, I think she kind of like moves back a little bit.
Hi, Vi. Y'all right?
Yeah, you got a little something there.
Gyla rubs her eye.
Can you blink a couple times for me?
Sure. Gyla blinks.
Does anything change?
No. Her eye's definitely still gold.
Okay. No, I didn't know if it was like a fading thing. If it was like a temporary.
Oh no, no, that's pretty solid.
No temporary tattoos here.
Nope.
Okay, and then my other question is, So when Sully's changed last arc, have they just been that way now the whole time?
Yes, but you also haven't looked at Sully.
Cool.
I was going to go over and look at Sully.
You shake Sully awake and he blinks up at you. You notice a distinct difference. One eye has returned to its normal, what was it, like...
Nebulesque.
Nebulesque color, and the other one is glowing gold.
Is he awake now?
Sully's awake now.
Just making sure, because you said they passed out.
No, they did, for a second.
Sully, one of your eyes has gone back to normal, I guess? I don't know what normal is for you anymore.
Me neither. My eyes not glowing is maybe the most normal thing that's happened today, so...
I mean, let's see if we can find a mirror. I'm gonna see if I can find something shiny and reflective to show him.
Oh, my eye!
I hand you my gun.
Ooh, there you go. I was going to say, I legitimately have no idea what would serve as a mirror in an ocean of black, so...
I'm sure we have, like, a plate, like a metal plate or something.
I like the gun.
Mandy said she hands them her shiny gun.
Oh, okay.
I also have a sword.
Sully looks in his sword. A roll for perception.
I gotta pull up dice. That's how this game works, isn't it?
No, I was joking. I was joking. You don't actually have to roll perception.
I got a 2, depending on what I add.
You were blind.
You can't find your sword.
So with a 2, you look at your sword. It's a like matte patinaed metal that you does not reflect any light.
See, I was gonna go with he like draws his sword and then continues looking for his sword all the while his sword's in his hand and he can't find his sword.
No, it's my sword's the color that it usually is when it's a particle weapon, which is like a sandstony brown color, so it doesn't reflect anything.
Anyway, you can see one eye is gold. Jala can see in the gun that Vi provided one eye is gold. Well, that's different.
We're twins now.
Did you guys trade eyes when we weren't looking?
I don't know. I don't feel different. She's like patting herself.
You pat yourself, and as you do feel different. You just feel as if half of a deity is living inside of you now. You can tell that by touch, you know? There's like an aura, which is the air around you.
Okay.
Anyone Escanab into Moonlight? Good movie. Anyways, moving on.
Well, okay, maybe I feel a little different. But I also just passed out, so maybe it's just that.
Yo, what exactly caused you guys to faint there? Like we shot the turtle thing and just knocked y'all out, or did y'all feel something?
That was about it for me.
I felt maybe more calm than usual. Just like waiting a second to line up the shot, as it were. Can't say I usually do that, perhaps, but it seems to have paid off, so I'm all in favor of it.
That explains a lot, actually.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you have missed with those giant trash can bombs several times now, I think.
Well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, as they say.
They don't say don't aim, either.
Well, what now, then? Do we head off to find another one of those monstrosities?
I mean let's make it 2 for 2, rat.
Probably should get some repairs done on our ship. Kind of took a beating there.
Yes. And as you do, as all of you look around, your ship begins to slowly change in front of you. It goes from being a ship with a single mass and barely enough room to hold all of you, and you can see it growing as if it is suddenly able to take on an extra room or rooms. I want everyone to describe what your slightly bigger and better ship looks like as it is growing. Like, what do you want to add? All of you basically get to add a feature to the ship.
A mechanical feature or just like a cool thing to it?
I mean, yes, either. Like, let's be real here. You can't really break the game. This is the last arc. So if this ship becomes ridiculously overpowered, it really doesn't matter. What it more is this is metaphorically all of you gaining power within this challenge.
I'm going to add the golden gun from 007 to the attached to the helm. So we can just one-shot all the bosses.
Perfect. So what you basically... Well, no. Now, understand, within the universe of 007, the golden gun is probably a .22 caliber pistol that has one shot. So yeah. You...
But it one-shots anything, Cody.
You glue a .22 caliber pistol with one shot onto the front of the...
I was talking about the video game.
Not in the movie. In the movie, it's just game. A gun. It's because he's a good shot, you know?
I would like to add, so the outer hull goes from being like normal wood planks to having these like shifting color designs on it. So we have our cloaking system back.
Ooh, that's kind of fun. I like that.
So it's I imagine it kind of like all the runes that the back of the back of Sully's coat used to have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like all the different like factions and peoples and things of the universe. But, like, it moves around, it can change colors, so, like, it can, like, cloak our ship in, like, blackness to make it harder to hit, or, like, turn bright white to make, you know, like, to blind people for a second, you know, yeah. Like...
How in pirate universe does this have to be?
What do you want to add?
So, I think what would make sense from my perspective would be something that could actually, like, temporary propel the ship.
Oh.
Like a jetpack.
I actually like the idea of like a steam engine.
Yeah, honestly, like yeah, I don't know what the pirate in universe version of that would be, but cuz I figure at least for the next one a constant propelling device would be overpowered, but if we could get like the like maybe other every other round mechanically or like whatever that is, it's like a temporary we are able to get a little bit of oomph to move boost, yeah, to move the ship.
I like that. No, I like that. So like a little like turbo prop that you can like spool up a charge in and then like launch the ship faster.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally fine with that.
Cool.
So while Zach chose to do like the camouflage on the outside of the ship, right underneath that, what I would want is to reinforce the hull, like Ironsides type thing. Okay. So it's not just wood, it's now wood and some metal to make it a little more resilient.
No, I like that idea. No, so like the ship kind of expands to fit those new features. Specifically, an engine room is added, which it did not have previously. Overall, it just looks a little bit cleaner, a little bit more polished. You know, it's no longer like worn, weathered wood, but now is kind of like freshly serviced. You know, it looks like it's got a fresh coat of paint, even though it's seen, you know, better days.
Now, is the med bay still an abomination?
It's slightly less of an abomination, you know. There's some foot power drills instead of just hacksaws.
Here's the thing is, I don't think there's a way you can make a pirate ship not have a terrible med bay. Like, at a certain point when you have, like, an auto dock versus, like, anything else, it's horrifying. There's a little bit less mercury in there.
Yeah, no, I get you.
What are you adding, Jyla?
I don't have anything good that I can think of.
Wow, just no good brain thoughts, huh? Just
no good brain thoughts.
Just static.
you could have a figurehead.
No, I mean you really could. Like this could be fully cosmetic stuff. It doesn't have to be like it doesn't have to be mechanically beneficial. Just because everyone else in this is a dirty power gamer.
You literally gave us permission.
Yeah, like I mean, like she would be doing something with the cannons, but I can't think of like a way to.
They all are like really pretty cannons now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or I mean, you could have more and larger cannons that do more damage also.
Okay.
You know? But I don't want to play the game.
I just know that like damage is fluid, so I didn't know how to.
I like that you understand my response to power gaming, which is, well, it's all made up anyways, so the boss dies when I says it does.
Yeah, but like I don't, like the cannons don't have a stat sheet.
Well, they do. It's the same ones that were there before, but you're not wrong.
Yeah, so she would be upgrading that.
I like how you're yelling at us for power gaming this when you literally just gave us express permission that we can't power game this.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I don't mind at all. I just like giving people grief. Okay, so it is so. The ship is larger. It's got nicer looking, cooler looking cannons.
Hold
a new
up.
Engine room. What?
What did Lucy pick? He's part of this crew.
That's fair. The kitchen is state of the art for pirates.
Oh, I was hoping, I really want it to be where it's like we're on a pirate ship and he has like the kitchen from The Honor. Like,
no, definitely not.
Oh, I was going to even go farther than that. He has the kitchen from a 5-star restaurant.
Just Gordon Ramsay off to you.
As the ship is like, because I assume that this is very weird and chaotic and like morphing under us.
Yeah.
Vi has been kneeling by Jyla, she gets up and just throws her hands in the air and she's like, I hate this. I hate this. I don't understand this. I can't. And she just goes back down to the kitchen.
Bye.
You go back down into a very different kitchen and Lucy's looking at you just kind of confusedly like, hi, what's everyone else doing?
Mal's gonna go follow Vi.
You go follow Vi.
Okay.
The door opens into the kitchen. Lucy's standing there looking very confused, holding a potato and a slightly nicer potato peeler.
Vi is just like railing, like just washing dishes and just like, I can't. This is different. Why is this different? I don't want to touch anything. I don't know if it's going to change again.
Mal's going to try to like kind of calmly like try to kind of take her by the shoulder, just kind of like try to calm her down a little bit. Vi, it's all right. Like, yeah, stuff's weird. I've never understood any of this weird stuff. I just kind of try to go with it. Just trying to go with the flow.
Mal, I just need like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I am not used to a ship that I work on being this finicky. This is not it. It's just got a mind of its own right now. I'm not used to this. This is that weird stuff. I don't get it. 10 minutes.
All right. I'll check on you in 10 minutes.
Lucy just like awkwardly puts down his potato and like Malcolm, like, sorry, I'm playing your character for a second. And Lucy both just like awkwardly back out of the kitchen and swing the door shut. Once on the other side of the door, Lucy goes, I think that I am benefiting from the fact that my life has never had an ounce of certainty.
Yeah, I mean, when you're someone like Vi, who knows the ins and outs and inner workings of every ship that she's been on, I mean, they're her babies, effectively. And then you have a ship like this one that apparently can change on a whim, that I could see how that'd be distressing.
I think that for me, it's like, well, this is better than being trapped in a suit, so I'm okay with it. And also, your ship was so weird compared to mine. I had to get used to a kitchen, so now it's like, well, if the kitchen changes, whatever.
Cody, in some future, can Lucy please have like an inspirational YouTube channel? Just like wisdom with Lucy. Anyway, continue.
Lucy and Sully have a podcast. We'll call it Cooking with Harmony.
Cute.
Okay.
How are you handling the ship changing?
I'm just used to this weird stuff now. I don't understand it either. I just kind of trust that being with Sully, we're going to get through this.
Well, I guess it is good to have faith. I hope that works for you.
/ cut to Sully. I have no idea what's going on.
Real quick, after a couple minutes, he's not going to wait the full 10. After a couple minutes, he's going to go back into the kitchen, not say anything, and just start helping her with the dishes.
What's going up? What's going on above deck? Anything?
I was going to talk to Jyla since she's...
I am here.
I do have a question. Do I feel less divine?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is it just like half of infinity is still infinity?
I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. You don't have a divine meter.
A divinometer.
You do not have a divinometer. That's pretty good, actually. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny, for the divinometer.
Can I also have it by a thermometer?
Shut up. I made mistakes in college. I regret them. You do not have a divinometer, but let me put it this way. You can try to reach out with your senses and see what you feel.
I do that.
Now, question. Can I change what I chose for their ship? I want a divinometer.
Roll plus weird.
Oh, dang. All right, never mind.
I think he's talking to me. That'll be a 12.
Okay, so with a 12, you reach out with your weird harmony senses, the same ones that let you pinpoint where these confluences of chaos are. I really have to work on not making everything an alliteration. I sound like a seussicle. When you do this, like, normally in, like, cognitive realm or whatever, you can always, like, have, like, a sense for where people are. Like, everyone kind of shows up as a shadow in your mind, right? That's, like, a new ability that you kind of had. When you do it this time, you feel just, like, yourself. Like, that same, like, presence that you would have in the cognitive realm, you just feel that exactly repeated where Jyla is standing.
Okay.
I guess what you sense is not like a part or a like an ancillary part. You feel an equal presence, if that makes sense.
Okay. So I don't feel diminished, really. I just feel different.
I think saying half of infinity is infinity is not a bad way of putting it.
Okay. That's fine. I'm good with that. Like, I just didn't know if like Sully feels half as strong or if he just feels different, you know what I mean? Where it's like, and it feels like
different
it's more
is
like,
maybe a better way to put it. Yeah,
you know, I didn't know if it was like we were like fractioning out a non-infinite power where it's like, well, half of any number is half then, except for infinity, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how are you, Jyla? You seem to be a little different.
I feel different. Is what? This how you feel all the time?
Well, I don't usually use my arms like that, but
Jyla's like.
Everyone was missing Caitlin just like weirdly like flexing her arms in the weirdest ways you can imagine.
Feeling it out, you know?
You now have a little bit of god inside of you, I guess? I don't know what harmony is at this point.
Yeah, well, I guess I have some of it with me. I don't know, like, everything's kind of going off the rails here, but I don't feel it, if that makes sense. Like, I know that nothing makes sense.
Welcome to my life constantly.
I know that nothing makes sense, but it's also not, it's not, it doesn't feel like the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Maybe get that feeling back, because literally that is what we are fighting.
No, I'm all for fighting like it's the end of the world. I'm raring to go in that respect, but it's, there's just this undercurrent of, calm, I guess. I could get used to it, I think.
Well, just don't lose what makes you you.
Oh, I don't think so. That, blasting that turtle was, hell of a lot of fun.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad that you're still you. Godhood hasn't gone to your head yet.
Not yet. But let's hope we have time to find out.
Also, can you do me one favor, though, Jyla?
What's that?
Do not start a religion ever.
Now that could be interesting.
I feel like there will be a lot of explosions and people dying a lot of the time. And as
I wouldn't make fatal explosions.
You wouldn't, but do you trust all these people who are just like, this person's cool, I'm going to blow up stuff?
Well, it just means I need some workshopping on this thing we're creating.
No. That's not what I asked. I asked, please do not start.
No, I need time to think, Sully. I need to, work on this
please,
real hard.
Please, Jyla, please. This is my religion. Please do not make a mockery of
She kisses him.
Strictly speaking, it's not your religion anymore. It's both of yours' religion now.
No, I meant like him being a keeper before this is more what he was referring to, not that he's god of it.
Sully's just over there. You could make religion of this. No, don't.
She kisses, but Jyla kisses him, and then he like pulls back. That didn't say you promised not to do it, though.
It's going to be fine, love.
You need to promise me this. We can cut.
Well, really, I mean, we can cut, but what does everyone want to do? You're still on a boat in the middle of infinite black ocean, still with the understanding that at some point you're going to have to fight chaos. What's everyone want to do?
I think we're sussing out our next thing.
Can we repair any of the damage to our ship?
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, your ship, after its, like, regrowthening, is fully repaired.
Okay.
Perfect.
It looks better than it did when you got it. I should also open up the game status and mechanically make that change.
I gotcha.
I got it. I'm good.
And the dishes are clean.
Well, the dishes are clean. That's very true. Okay.
I give a heading to Mal whenever he wants to head out.
And I guess away we go.
Can I try flexing my god powers again to see if they're like, if I can like create stuff?
Oh, like you want to try to like create an object in this place, which up to this point you've not been able to do?
Yeah.
Roll plus weird, understanding that success means gaining truth, not necessarily doing what you want to do.
I got an 8.
So you try to flex your deific powers, and all that happens is a like profound and fundamental understanding of where Jyla is coming from. Like, you can't read her mind, but you can understand her better. Basically, you feel like you have a very strong connection with Jyla. That's all that you gain from trying to do anything with your cognitive powers.
All right, that's fine. That's...
Is there...
You should try to do stuff with your cognitive powers.
I was going to say, is there anything that, like, Sully has been able to do here that I can test out?
It's been very limited, basically, so far as detecting chaos and detecting you.
Okay. I guess I'll try to get a heading. Oh, all right, Sully, you know where the next chaos thing is. Now, don't tell me. Now, I want to try sussing out where this next beastie is.
Roll plus weird.
Oh, do I have a, like, does my weird stat change now? Is it different now?
What was your weird stat?
0.
No.
Okay. That's a 7.
Okay, so with a 7, you feel like an innate ability to do something that you haven't done before, which is like, just feel like the direction of chaos. Like, you know, I feel like the example you give is like, you know, you can tell where the sun is even if your eyes are closed. Mm-hmm. It's like that kind of thing where you can just feel a direction. Okay. And a presence and like a flavor of the malice that is approaching you.
Okay.
And you like point in a direction And yeah, Sully, it's the same direction that you would point to for this next thing.
Can it be like 5 degrees off? Because she got a 7.
It's not so much that it's 5 degrees off, it's that yours might be more specific if you wanted to ask questions about it.
Okay. Can I sense anything else about it, or is it just like a nebulous chaos blob?
So chaos itself is a... Right, it's kind of like a negative emotion that you feel in a direction, like it's an overwhelming presence of something. The one that you feel like off in the distance is like one of decay, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, do I know what the one that we just fought felt like? I don't care about like actual Sully knowing. I just want to know.
I'll tell you after because you didn't ask in the moment, and I don't mind telling you, but I also it's kind of indicative of something that you didn't ask about previously. So I will tell you outside of game.
So what you're saying is that the thing that Sully senses is something of decay. Mm-hmm. So somehow we've managed to land on Scadrial, and we're fighting Ruin now.
I don't have anything else. I have no problem talking with anyone else or Lucy, but I don't have like anything specific to talk about.
No, that's fine. That's fine. These are opportunities, not requirements for you guys to talk. You don't have to have like, everyone doesn't have to have a 40-minute scene every time you guys defeat a creature. You can move on. It's okay.
Well, it's like the thing is like, I think Sully would talk with Lucy and just like hang out, because I've established that they just kind of do that because they're both like more oddities compared to the rest of the crew in vastly different ways. But like, I don't have anything specifically like I want to be like, talking in character about, you know, it's just like companionship.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But okay, yeah. So you are all off. Where is everyone like stationed as you sail?
Mal would be up at the helm.
When we eventually get closer, I think I'd be in the crow's nest.
I was gonna say, I think it varies for Vi, because once she's over her little tantrum, she is, you know, going between the sails and crow's nest and front of the ship and the new propeller thingy that we have.
All right, yeah, so you can, once you get the sails set, you can go down and kind of experiment around with the new steam engine that can provide, like, a kick of speed to the ship. All right, and Jyla.
I think Jyla's loading up the cannons, and then once those are ready, she's probably going to be in the bow looking to see when she can start seeing things.
Gotcha.
And trying to, like, narratively, like, trying to be more aware of her harmony sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, trying to correlate it with, like, where they're going and feeling out the edges of it.
Sure.
I think they do this thing where Jyla can, like, figures out she can feel where Sully is.
So she definitely, like, harmony pokes him.
Well, no, she can't, like, she's like, okay, now throw that orange at me. And I just keep, like, you close your eyes and, like, I just keep pelting you with oranges.
Like Jedi sense.
It would be like the thing from, what's it called? Mr. Right, you know, where they do that thing where they throw knives at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not dissimilar from that.
All I was going to say is that she just gets pelted with oranges the whole time.
No! What? No! What? It would work! That would work!
She can sense me, not the orange.
I was going to say, if she was getting pelted by oranges, at some point she'll reach out with her harmony powers and flick Sully in the air.
Right.
I've made a mistake. None of you are harmony anymore. The ship sinks and you all die. Instead of taking my game seriously, you threw oranges at each other, and as punishment, you're all dead. For restarting this campaign, you guys gotta make new
but
characters.
But not from scurvy.
Oh, no,
I forgot. She wouldn't, or Sully wouldn't be throwing oranges. He'd be throwing buffalo wings.
Look, all right, look. We're gonna start having problems. All right, so. As you're sailing, and Jyla is on the front of the ship trying to kind of flex this new muscle of being able to sense these, like, supernatural and conceptual powers, Jyla, you're the first one to catch a kind of festering and rotten smell as you're sailing through the water. Up to this point, the water has been very uniform, like, it's just kind of like this even, slowly rippling, a little bit thicker than ocean water, black fluid. But as you sail further, it turns a murky and cloudy brown, and this smell of, like, decay and rot grows more and more powerful. Sully, from up in the crow's nest, you see, like, a fog bank that you're sailing towards, as, like, that's, like, the first thing you see on the horizon. And you, too, also catch this whiff of decay as the ship begins to slowly move into a fog bank that obscures vision in every direction. The sky above you has grown dim, and like the whatever ambient sounds there were have gotten extremely muffled, like almost like you're in a snowfall, you know, like how sound just goes dead immediately, like even as you're talking you can hear it like stop, like instead of it, like it sounds like it's coming from further away, like as you're shouting across the ship it feels like you're much further away than you actually are, just because the sound is going dead as it hits the fog.
Okay.
And all at once, particularly Jyla and Sully, you feel this, like, weight of decay, like, time rushing past and, like, lack of care causing things to rot like that, like, almost like you're watching, you know, like, a flower rot in, like, a time lapse. But instead, in reverse, you see a, not a ship, but a structure begin to form behind you, boards loosely floating to the surface of the water and then haphazardly arranging themselves as a raft or like barge, you know, not distinct walls and a mast, and it's just a vague floating pile of rotting boards begins to piece itself together behind you. And as you look, you can see creatures beginning to stand up amongst the boards, these lumbering, dead-eyed things shuffling back and forth as, like, cannons begin to be rolled onto splintered platforms, and this thing just quietly follows. So just mechanically, so you're aware, this is, like, the round before combat. You guys have, like, a minute to react and try to prep yourselves before, like, once you start shooting, combat starts.
So you said that we have this, like, floating barge thing behind us and then the decay stuff ahead of us.
No, right? Sorry, let me phrase that. I was speaking through time. You rolled up to a fog bank where the water changed colors and it smelled of decay. You sailed into the fog bank. At this point now, you're totally surrounded by this, like, gross, brown, murky, cloudy water and fog, and then a ship forms up behind you. You're, like, in the middle of this new, you know, biome of the ocean.
Gotcha.
You're not running from one thing towards another. You're in the decay and this ship formed up behind you.
Okay.
We have arrived.
Yeah. It's more like it's beneficial for this ship to be behind you than it is to be in front of you. Not like it's chasing you. Well, it is explicitly, but you know what I mean.
Mal's going to try to cut the wheel hard once he gets word that this thing's behind us to try to get our side lined up with it.
Okay. What's everyone else do?
Can I try to convince Jyla to work with me to see if we can reach out with our harmony powers and, like, sense anything about it?
Well, I mean, you don't have to convince me. You have to convince Jyla.
I was more saying I want to do this with Jyla.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Jyla would be fine with doing that with Sully. She would probably be going, where is Sully? I would want to be, like, towards the middle of the ship so that I can...
I'm in the crow's nest, which is in the middle of the ship.
Okay.
Just very, very high up.
Okay, well, we can mind meld or whatever, but Jyla's going to be going to the middle of the ship where the cannons are, but calling down to Vi. You see our friends on our six there, Vi? Everything okay?
Everything's as okay as it's going to be with, I guess, a dead ship following us? Look, I got the cannons if you and Sully are going to try something.
All right, thanks. We're gonna give it a go.
All right. So what I will have is Sully and Jyla, you're going to be doing assist a friend and then roll plus weird for like a, you know, an investigation check essentially to try to like learn more about this. Basically, we'll just take that roll as whatever's more advantageous. One of you is rolling for assist a friend and the other one is rolling to create camaraderie. Who that is, we'll decide based on which way the rolls go, whichever one's more beneficial. So however you get the higher number, that's what's happening.
Okay.
Malcolm, go ahead and make a piloting check, which I think is cool. And then Vi, are you just firing cannons?
I think I'm loading them.
They are already loaded. That's what Jyla was doing on the way here.
Gotcha.
And also loading isn't really an action. You can just fire them if you want to be doing that.
I think I want to, A, wait until we're lined up, and B, like, wait for them to make the first move.
Oh, okay, that's fair. You can wait for them to shoot first. That's fine.
Yeah, so...
Then do something else in this time. Like, this is like a... You can either get a free attack here, or you can, like... Combat's gonna start next round, so you can do something here. That can be whatever you want, you know?
In that case, can I do an assist for, Mal...
Yeah, you could fire that propeller thing to try to give the ship a boost.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
All right.
Nice.
Everyone roll.
What'd you get, Kaelin?
I got a 2.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll be doing the weird roll of 8 then.
Okay.
Wow, you guys both rolled bad then.
I rolled a 5.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I got a 9.
Okie doke.
So it was Vi doing the help a friend thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then that would make that a 12.
Okay, so Malcolm, you know that this ship already like handles better and is faster than the previous incarnation. Like you can feel that through the wheel as you're just like bring the ship around. You can feel it cut sharply and then you feel this initial kick of speed before the angle of the sails are even set. The ship like lurches forward. And you are like, oh, there is no way that we are not absolutely blowing this thing away. And as you look back, certain that the ship is going much faster than this, like, barely held together barge could be, it is in the exact same place it was before compared to your ship. Meanwhile, Jyla and Sully, working together, you're both, like, just staring at this ship, trying to get a sense for it. And I would say, like, a perspective that you would get on this is endless. Like, this thing just goes on forever. This pile of boards that seems to be growing out of the ocean just never seems to end. Like, this is like the tip of an iceberg. All right, and now proper combat is starting. What is everybody doing?
Mal is going to yell down from, or yell up across, however, to everyone else. That barge thing seems to always stay behind us, no matter how fast we outrace it.
Well, it's apparently the embodiment of decay, so don't know what that means for anything, but thought it might be relevant.
What happens if we back up into it?
Caitlin, I like how you think. I was thinking the same thing. I love it.
Okay.
I was also thinking the same thing. I was like, how do you beat decay? It's like, well, the way decay loses is like when something new grows out of it. Or this is a really bad idea and we're about to TPK ourselves really hard. It's kind of that thing where it's like, oh, I bet I have to jump off this cliff to fight this boss. Game over.
You died.
All right, so what's everyone doing after that discussion?
I guess Mal is going to basically try to stop the ship and see if this thing continues gaining or stays the same distance away.
Okay.
Yeah, Vi will do the assist and, like, cut the sails.
Okay. I like this.
I don't know if this is, like, something I can do, because this, like, sounds like maybe, like, I'm just, like, making up crap as I go along with my magic powers.
Zach, that's the name of this game. We wrote this game. We wrote this system. It's all making up as we go along.
Yeah, but, like, there's me making up crap, and then there's me making up even more crap. Can I, like, try to, like, promote growth? Like, regeneration? Like, not, like... But if that's too far outside of the realm of things I can do, like, no is fine. Do not feel, like, obligated. Like, I will not be upset if you're like, no.
I am going to say no, but it is not because that is, like, outside of the wheelhouse of something that a, like, multiplicative embodiment of harmony would be able to do. I'm saying no both for a narrative reason that I think will become clear by the time this is over, and if not, I'll just tell you why. And also because, you are in a depowered state and,
okay.
So, okay, let me maybe make this clear just as like an understanding of what these things are. You have been able to like convert creatures at times, right? Like make them either like, you know, like constructs of harmony or cure them, right? You will not be able to do that with these things, right? So there was not an option with the turtle to make it a nice turtle. This is like hell, right? It's you're in hell. This is hell. It's all bad. It's like bad all the way down, right?
Right. I wasn't trying to convert it, so to speak, but more just like promote its polar opposite in it, so it just kind of like blows up.
So no, you can't do that, but...
That's fine. That's fine.
I also will say you can't do that. That's not exactly the wrong answer in general, but you specifically can't for reasons I will explain at the end of this session. All right, so what are Jyla...
Mandy, it looked like you had something.
I just keep, like, in terms of, like, promoting growth, The first thing that popped in my head is, why don't we grab, like, food from the kitchen and just, like, cannonball it at them?
feed the
infuse
the zombies.
A tiny bit of harmony and just, like, go.
Just throw the sourdough starter at it. It'll grow.
I mean, I'm down with that.
Exactly.
Can I go infuse, like, the potatoes with some harmony? Because the potato eyes are seeds.
The oranges, man.
Okay, the oranges. Stuff that has seeds.
I love you.
Okay, it's rare that I say no. But, like, you know how I've told you, like, if you're just, like, way off the money, I will say no. So.
There is no off the money in this game. So
I try really hard for there to be, like, yeah, every answer is the right answer. I will say that the more right answer is what Malcolm said, and the less right answer is, can we throw oranges at it?
See, my struggle right now is, like, if we're doing what Malcolm says, I don't know, like, what I should do other than just, like, arms outstretched, wait for decay to come to us. Can I, like, we don't have rules for this. Can I, like, make a way where I just, like, build up, like, harmony to give myself a plus one on the next turn?
No, I think you have to do something. I think you have to do something. I don't think this is, like, a hold action moment. Like, you have cannons, that's still a thing. There are creatures on it arming guns about to shoot at you. There are any number of things you could do to try to make that better. It's just that you can't move the ship. So you can try to figure out something else to do, but I don't think this is, like, a hold action, because next turn, things aren't really going to be that much different. You're still going to be in the same situation.
Okay. I'm going to roll up the sails to try to minimize damage. So basically, I'm going to, like, do the equivalent of beyond shields.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that.
Are we backing up into it?
Well, okay. So you can't reverse in a sailboat. So the way I'm interpreting trying to turn around into it is basically you're going to do a la Sea of Thieves anchor turn, you know, and just try to swing yourself into it instead of running.
Okay, so I will have an angle on it from the cannons.
You could try anyways now. It's just going to be kind of difficult. Like, they're not in a prime location.
Okay, that was...
Like, you know how you have, like, mechanically, there's the, like, being at advantage because of piloting that you can get, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, the opposite. They are beneficially placed, but that does not mean they're impossible to hit. It means they're harder to hit.
Okay, so basically, so I'm on the helm then, cutting this wheel to try to turn us around.
Yep.
I guess Vi said she was on, what'd you say you're doing, Vi?
The sails. So okay. I'm like...
pulling up the sails, and then yeah. Sully's going to try to, like, I guess, stow stuff away on board to keep things from getting damaged, which I'll say is a fair use of time.
Okay.
And Jyla is going to try to fire a cannon, like, return fire back into it.
All right.
All right, everyone do their rolls.
I got a 6.
All right.
Unless I'm using weird.
You're not.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? That's what Jyla said earlier.
I got a 6 as well.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
I got a 10.
Well, that makes mine a 12 again, and we bank a camaraderie.
Okay. All of you working together, yeah, perform, like I said, a Sea of Thieves-esque, like, anchor turn, right? So you immediately stop the boat, and, like, it lurches to the side as you guys drop the sails and stop all forward, like the force adding to your, like, forward-moving velocity stops. You're just spinning the boat around to try to basically crash into this decay barge. And as you do, like, there's a moment where you think it's going to continue following you, but once you just are immediately going full 180, it stops in place. And as you're turning, Jyla, you have, like, a brief moment to try to fire the cannons. And what did you roll again?
6.
6. And you just miss. Like, it's hard.
Hey, before even this roll, we have 3 camaraderie points. Before that, we had 2 camaraderie points if you guys want to use them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make it a 7.
I'll keep the fail. I'll keep the fail. I'm good with that.
You, bank and turn, and Jyla, there's, like, a brief instance where you feel like you have a good moment to fire, and as you fire cannonballs into this, like, rough pile of boards, you can see immediately that you're doing damage. Like, these shuffling zombie-like creatures go flying off into the ocean, boards shatter and splinter, but as you come all the way around, you realize it almost looks no different because it already looked like this giant mess pile of boards. And your ship smashes fully into it, boards crashing as you've basically landed yourself on this barge. As soon as you do this, like, you do have good angle from the cannons in that you're basically sitting on top of this barge that you've crashed into. But immediately, suddenly, all of these creatures that have been slow and lumbering and zombie-like start scuttling towards your ship rapidly, climbing up the sides and beginning to board your vessel. What does everybody do?
Take out my axe. Start getting ready to hack.
I enchant our potatoes.
I take out my blunderbuss.
Malcolm, your main thing, which is steering the ship, really can't do that anymore because your ship is stopped and is technically kind of run aground.
Right.
What do you do as you see your ship being swarmed with these creatures?
I guess he pulls out his, I don't remember what I called my, basically, bayonet pistol thing, whatever I called it. I don't remember what I called it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like that, like you said, it's like a
knife gun.
It's like a pistol
whatever.
With a giant knife stuck on the front of it. Or a giant knife with a little pistol stuck on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Sully, what were you doing? I don't remember if you said.
I don't know. My tough is just so bad that I have not rolled well at all tonight. So I'm like, do I really want to pull out my sword to be shooting, doing stuff?
Well, I guess you have to do something and you can run away.
No, I was thinking if I wanted to be like shot caller and see if I could like assist at like the team, you know, like.
I mean, you can try that. There's no rule against it.
You know, and like kind of like just like. Using, like, my weird powers, my spagic, to, like, just, like, nudge people the right way a little bit at times, too, you know, like...
Sure.
If a swing's about to go a hair wide, you know, I just, like, tap, you know, someone's shoulder up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that works. All right, everyone, do your rolls.
All right, I'll take that 11, so... However you rule getting camaraderie for the team.
Well, you'll get one that you can spend on someone specifically, and then one that goes in the bank.
Okay. Can I... I want the cool imagery, though, of me and Gyla fighting back-to-back, very in sync.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that works. I like that. So I'll say that the plus one that you have to give then would be to Gyla.
I'm fine with that.
The camaraderie's staying at two because you're banking one, because you spent one and then you immediately gained one to put in the bank. So you guys have two camaraderie other than Gyla, who's getting a plus one all the time. Or is getting a plus one for this round.
That puts me at an 8.
I'm also at an 8.
Got a 10.
All right, so... Sully, you're just kind of bouncing around between people, trying to keep them safe and, like, fighting well, as you guys are immediately swamped by these things. They start spilling over the side of the ship, and as they do, this ship that you guys were very happy with, it, like, oh, hey, look, it finally looks nice, it's working a little bit better. Everywhere that their hands touch, you can see the wood beginning to slowly rot as these things crawl up on your ship. As you look out further into the ocean, you can see these boards kind of forming up, like, further and further and further out as this barge just grows and grows and grows and grows. But immediately in front of you, these shuffling zombies are, like, pouring over the sides of the ship, and all of you are, like, fending them off as best as you can, but that's not perfect. Like, it isn't like there's one or two of them. Every time you cut one down, like, two more take its place as they're, like, beginning... Your guys are, like, beginning to kind of get hemmed in on board this ship.
Who invited Hydra to this party?
Yeah, right? In this case, Vika, you take one damage, and Gyla and Malcolm both take two. As, like, not even really claws, but just, like... swung fists and hands and knees just kind of collide with you and knock you back as you're just trying to, like, chop back these creatures as fast as you can as they're spilling onto the ship. Oh, sorry, there's one other detail I forgot to mention that kind of matters. Like, as this fight is going on, it's, like, not super noticeable yet, but I, like, mentioned that the ship seemed like it was, like, decaying as these things touched it. The ship took two damage to its hull, right? So, like, eventually the ship will start sinking.
I don't think this is working, everyone. I think we need a new plan.
Well, what do you suggest? We're kind of getting swamped up here.
If I had a plan, I would have said it.
Can we infuse Vaka's new drive and give it some harmony juice to, we're kind of stranded on top of their raft thing. If we can set that flame, as it were, that make them retreat? I don't know.
At a game, I'll admit I'm at a loss of what to do right now.
let me give hints, but let me be careful about how I do that.
While he thinks about his hints, the things that I can think of is like either like giving in to decay, which I don't know if that's like the right, you know, like letting it move past, like, and just like accepting the reality of what it is, or like having growth. Neither of which I know how to really do other than just like stand there and die, which I don't think is the right answer. That being said, it could be. Oh, I know, I got it. I touched my bow to the crystal.
I won't leave you guys hanging that long as to what the correct answer to this is. I will say, so right, I'm not going to like make you guys go an entire session like poking at this and trying to figure out what to do, because I understand we're running a podcast.
You learned your mistake.
Well, we're doing a podcast, and there isn't like it's a more abstract puzzle than literally there was one right answer, as there was with the crystal and the bow thing. There were multiple ways to handle this. You guys picked a path now that I believe only has one solution.
Okay. Well, here's my question. Like, can we do nothing?
No. Well, you can.
Well, because the path I think we went down is to like not succumb, but like let it kind of just like roll over us, like embrace decay as like a natural thing.
Yep. That is not untrue. Okay, so let's reel back a second. Why did you guys want to steer the boat into this thing? Like, Malcolm, you had that idea initially, right? What about that was appealing to you?
My initial thought was, so when we first tried to do that maneuver, it was right behind us again immediately. I wanted to see if this thing would always just stay behind us no matter how fast or what way we turned. That was what my thought was, I wanted to just gain information about what this enemy is. But then when we did that maneuver, it didn't, and we landed on it, so...
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I didn't really gain the information I was looking for, but we gained different information, basically.
My thought with it was that I didn't want to be fighting on its terms. I wanted to go to it, you know?
I do not think that that is a bad impulse. Let me maybe say it this way. You've grounded your ship on a force of decay, and you're standing on that ship still. You don't have to be standing on your ship.
If we want to fight it on our terms, I say we jump off and fight it on their ship.
I'm for that. I'm gonna grab some kegs of the kegs that I've dropped off the back.
Okay.
Previously, I'm gonna take two of those with me.
Okay.
I 100% do a cool, like, grab a rope, swing over the side, sword in my mouth, gun in one hand, shooting, land, slicing a guy. I don't know what I roll for this, because it uses, like, 4 stats.
No, that'd just be cool. That'd be cool, I would say.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Malcolm and Jyla, what are you doing? Or Vika, sorry.
Oh, Sully, do you think that's a good idea? I guess we're doing it. He's going to basically do kind of the same thing.
Just less cool.
He has more cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably no. He's probably much better at doing this type of thing than you are.
Hey, it's not cooler to do it right after I did it.
You're doing it at the same time. All this stuff happens at the same time.
No, he said, Sully, what are you doing? Is that a good idea? So he canonically stated he is behind me doing the same thing.
Okay. Anyways, Jyla, what are you about? Sorry, Vika. Oh my gosh. Man, I'm really bad about that.
Oh, God. Really don't want to abandon the ship, but I... Okay. And Vi's gonna vault over the side onto their planks.
Okay.
Did someone tell Lucy what we're doing so he can, like, not just be overwhelmed?
Oh, like, yeah, I mean, you can always assume that Lucy and the penguin are following you and just being, like... You basically, if you don't give them a command, they basically act like a good NPC in a game where they are, like, are out of... They're keeping themselves alive whilst not influencing the fight that much.
This is not an escort mission.
I don't think that's true. None of them have yelled Deckard at me in the middle and then thrown me a coin or ammo.
No, but that's about the speed of them. Unless you guys tell them to do something, which you can always do. All right, so basically I think everyone roll plus cool.
I'm going to take a camaraderie to make that a 7.
Okie doke.
So while Sully may have done it first, Mal did it literally twice as good and got a 14.
Can I use a camaraderie to get a 10?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, Vika.
Got a 5.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So, all right. All of you leap off the ship and begin running. It's like, you can see that, like, yeah, this ocean of boards kind of like, and sort of a ship-ish that this thing is. It goes on for a long time, but these, like, zombies are focused on this new tasty morsel, right, that they want to snack upon.
Well, Gyla is a snack, so.
And so, once you, like, kind of cut through the initial, like, circle of them, it's pretty easy to make a path out. All of you land and are running. Like, Sully, you take 1 damage as, like, you kind of stumble after doing this. You know, you're used to being able to rely on a certain amount of, like, harmony powers to keep you safe through all this stuff, and that's, like, slightly diminished just because of where you are. Malcolm, however, you land, like, perfectly smoothly. This kind of, like, leaping and jumping is, like, part of what you're good at doing, is acting in these pressure situations. And all of you start to run away when you hear a scream and turn around and see, gonna get the name right, Vika being dragged below decks by these creatures. And I will say that as a result, Vika, you're taking 2 damage as, like, on board the ship, you're just being, like, pummeled and dragged below deck onto a, like, ship that is quickly rotting around you.
So she's still on the Honor?
Yes.
Okay.
What is everybody doing?
Remind me what our swear words are in this setting.
Rich. And spacing.
And slug.
Ah, Gretch, we gotta go after her.
Can I do anything?
So, yeah, like, this is now just another round, so yes, now you are, like, yeah, within
I think
it.
It's just you're engaged in combat with them.
Yeah, and, like, losing basically means that you're, like, restrained and trying to fight yourself free now at this point.
Can I assist by trying to, like, be a beacon of harmony to, like, draw attention to myself?
Yeah, actually, that works.
Like,
that works.
Distraction, yeah.
What is Gyla and Malcolm doing?
You should have my back, Gyla, because this is about to get bad.
Yeah, the question is, do I go back after Vi just after I jumped off the ship? Very well. Do I go back up?
It's okay, Malcolm. You can try to look as cool as I did when I landed. You can try again. No one will hold it against you. He gives you a cheeky grin. No, he, like, he's like, he does it his, like, deadpan way, but then he, like, gives you a wink afterwards.
Yeah, but because, like, he knows that he landed and kind of twisted his ankle a little bit while Mal did a front flip and landed in a superhero pose.
Yep, and started running.
That's
and
really bad for your knees.
Then heard a scream as Vika was being drugged below deck. So, what do Mal and Gyla do?
Can I assist Sully with his harmony powers? Yep.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna try to get back up onto our ship to go help Vi.
Alright, so, 2 people acting as a distraction, trying to pull these zombies away from the ship, and Mal, you're just sprinting back in through this ocean of monsters. Alright, everyone roll some attacks.
Am I rolling with tough to get away from them?
I would say at this point you're rolling with tough, because you're literally just, like, punching and kicking your way free.
Yeah, and I'm going to do my pass with harmony, my cool skill that allows greater movement around the battlefield.
Oh, no, that's really good. Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
So Kayla and I are basically doing assist roles then, right? Or, like, help roles?
Yeah, you'd be, like, changing the game kind of thing. So you're giving, like, a static bonus of, like, these creatures are distracted, and specifically Mal is doing this thing that lets him move around a battlefield while things aren't paying attention to him.
Okay, so if this is not our support someone roll, I rolled an 11.
Okay.
If it is a support someone roll, I rolled a 12.
Okay.
Not that it matters.
Where's the plus 1 coming from?
I have one of my items gives me a plus 1 whenever I do support rolls.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, yeah, 11 or 12, it's the same thing.
I rolled a 6, so not super helpful.
Not super helpful. So basically at this point, you're like screaming and waving your arms, trying to, like, distract things as Sully is, like, basically creating a large glowing light of, you know, you talk about, like, trying to create the idea of growth. That's what you're doing, and all of these things start running towards you of, like, immediately and viciously. You seem like a delicious snack. Vika, what did you roll?
I rolled a 12.
Oh, wow. Dadgum.
Yeah.
All right.
And Mal, I got a 7 to go back for Vi.
Okay.
So I was going to say, with my 12, can I say that Vi is able to get free, and, like, as Mal is starting to go up the side of the ship, she manages to jump off and like ends up knocking him off the side of the ship. It's just like, no, turn around, go, go, go. And it's just like pushing him and just like slapping him on the back, like move.
Okay, so let me, yes, that can be the direction it goes in, but with some caveats. So Malcolm, you're like dodging, well, and also like you rolled a 7, right? With a 7, that's technically like an 8 or a 9, depending on Sully's bonuses. You do take some damage as you're like dodging and cutting your way back towards the ship. Like, for the most part, the creatures are split in two directions. They're either rushing back towards Sully, or they are still trying to like just rip the ship apart, like piece by piece. So you're rushing back towards the ship as Vika, you manage to like throw off the things that were immediately like dragging you below decks and rush back up through the now quickly decaying ship and leap overboard, landing next to Malcolm, like right basically by the hull of your ship on this kind of like floating pile of boards. And as you do this, immediately all of these creatures, like most of the creatures are still running towards the ship, but there's like the ones right in front of you just need to get through you basically. And so you're kind of surrounded, but not like as dire as the ship is like slowly sinking behind you. All right, next round of combat. So Sully, are you still being a magnet?
Are they clear?
They are in a horde right now, so they're clear of the ship, but they're not, like, clear.
Okay, I'll keep being a magnet, which I imagine this is just, like, basically I'm, like, pouring out harmony, but we're, like, me and Gyla are fighting back-to-back kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I get you. Well, it's kind of one or the other. If you are fighting, you're fighting, and if you're not fighting, you're not fighting, and basically then Gyla will be defending you.
Okay. I'll be a beacon, and do we have any camaraderie left?
No. But you can gain I will say this is like an action that's basically gaining you camaraderie.
Okay, well, we're not getting any. I've been rolling with the Vinny school of thought tonight, which is very low.
Zach, I can either like hack so that you don't take damage since we're back to back, or I can try to amp up your harmony stuff.
Well, I rolled a 6, so do that with do what you will with that.
Okay.
I think Gyla would, going by Gyla's character, I think Gyla would protect Sully, him up.
That's kind of how I'm feeling.
All right, so I'll say that's like a, you know, blast some baddies rolling with tough, probably, and then the narrative effect of that will be like a damage reduction thing for Sully.
Yeah, my axe is tough. That's a 12.
Oh, cool. Wow. All right. So you do take 1 damage as you're just trying to, like, fend creatures off of Sully, but you manage to keep, he's still being a beacon, which is still... Like, although he failed and it's not as substantial, basically it's not going to help Malcolm and Vika all that much. He's still being a beacon and pulling some of these creatures away from the ship. Malcolm and Vika, you are standing, like, facing this horde that is in your way of getting away from your ship.
Vi, I'm glad to see you're all right. I heard your scream. I was worried about you.
I don't think we have a lot of time to discuss that right now. I guess, hang on, let's go. And Vi's just gonna, like, run towards them to keep pulling the horde away from the ship and shoot.
Yeah, Mal's basically doing the same, trying to get back to Sully and Gyla.
Okie doke. So you guys just, I think, what, did you say shooting Vika?
For me, yes, yeah. Yeah,
and Malcolm, what are you doing? Like, are
I
you...
I think it'd be melee. He'd be probably trying to he's mostly just trying to get back to Sully, because getting all of us together is probably the most important thing right now.
What did everyone roll?
That's a 7.
Okie doke.
I got a 12.
Dadgum. With a 7 and a 12, so, Gyla, you do take a couple more, like, glancing blows, like, gosh dang it, I was even looking at the thing that said Vika. Vika, you take a couple of glancing blows as you run back through the crowd. Meanwhile, Malcolm, you're able to, like, mostly fend these creatures off of you and, like, widen the path a little bit for Vika, since, like, this kind of, like, close quarters combat is a little bit more of your thing. And you guys managed to get yourselves back to Sully.
Real quick, is there like a damage tier for these guys?
Kind of.
I only ask that because, so I use my accurate tag to do an additional damage every time I shoot.
Oh, okay.
And I've done that twice now, so...
Okay, I will take it into account moving forward. There is some stuff we can do with that.
Just making sure.
Yeah, because I did not know that. So thank you for informing me. All right. So all of you pile back up around Sully. What's everyone doing?
Can I see if there's like a source of the decay? Because, you know, like stuff like doesn't just like rot for no reason.
That is a good question. Yes, you can.
That'll be a 12. I know we all do it at once, but I don't know if that influences what other people... You know, like, this is, like, a question that might influence what everyone else does, you know?
Well, I guess, let me ask this. Are you going to keep trying to be a distraction, or are you, like, done with that?
Now that we're all together, I don't think I need to just sit here and be a distraction for forever, so no, I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay, that is fine.
Unless I should really be doing that, and I'm missing something, but, like, that doesn't seem like what we were doing. That doesn't seem like fighting them on our terms. That seems like being bait.
That is fair. That is fair. I like that idea. Yes, let's go with that. So you, yes, go ahead. Try to see if you can sense like a source for this.
12.
Yep. You get an extremely clear sense of where this source of this decay might be. So like you can feel like this, like maybe initial rot. Like imagine like a giant compost pile buried way down deep in this pile of boards that, like I said, is iceberg-like. It just goes on forever and ever and ever. But somewhere way down deep in this dark and dirty water, you can feel like this slimy beating heart, similar to that burning one that was on board the volcanic turtle. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, the Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble. It's trouble that makes the outlaw.